The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show, giving you the politics of the day and the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense and just the right amount of sarcasm by an expert in financial literacy. And hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. Today is June 21st, and of course, I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. You can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, True Social, TikTok, and all those other social media sites by searching Larry Steinhaus. And just a reminder, if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, and don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. You can comment live during the show on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And please say hi so I know you're watching. A couple people saying hi already. We got Michael and Charles and Glenn. And let's see if I can make it through with my voice today. I can see it's going. And by the way, if you're commenting from a group and it's not the Money Chat Now fan page, your name will not show up my dashboard. So please go to the Money Chat Now page and comment there so I can recognize you. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday by going to investorschooling.com, and there you will learn about real estate investing and stock options trading from those who do it every day. I also want to remind you that today is Interview Tuesday. For our online audience each Tuesday, we plan to bring you a great interview with interesting people and introduce you to their products, services, or just their good intentions. By the way, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can go to the LarrySteinhausShow.com/guest. That's the LarrySteinhausShow.com/guest. Tell us why you want to be interviewed, and we'll see what we can do. Today we have Nancy Swartz, who used to be a trained ballerina, and now she uses that skill to coach others to keep themselves peaceful. All right, so stay tuned if you're watching online for that interview. All right, so coming up, of course, we have the recap from Friday. We have the housing market, the real story, and we have possible gas tax pause. And then, of course, today's picks and plays. And then we'll see if my voice can handle it. If it can, great. If not, whatever. There'll be a lot of dead air. All right, let's talk about what happened on Friday. So the dead zone is almost over and earnings season is around the corner. So it's time to get up the nerve to put the money in the market. So Friday, we ended up slightly down and the Dow, but most of the stocks were up for the day. So it was pretty good. It was a normal pop and drop for the options ending that day. So for you guys who don't know, most normal options end the third week of the month, and that was Friday. That's mostly why you'll find a phenomenon that I often see in the third week of the month. The stocks go up midday, and then they drop off, and that's basically what happened on Friday. Of course, we have Juneteenth yesterday, and the market was closed. By the way, I did notice that through most of the day, the futures just kept getting higher and higher, and that can make us very happy today. Bitcoin, I don't know if you have watched this, but Bitcoin fell over the weekend to under 17,000, but recovered to over 20,000. Now here's a question for you. What does Pet Rocks, Pogs, Pokemon cards, Beanie Babies, and cryptocurrencies have in common? And here's the answer. People thought they were worth a lot more than they were worth when they were popular. So it's a slim chance that the Bitcoin will hit 28,000 again, but I predict it's the top if it does. Next stop is 12,000, then 7,000, and from there, it bounces around and probably goes to almost zero unless it stays in that range. I suspect it's going to bounce for a while as governments try to decide what to do with it. Eventually, it will be a memory, though. I really believe that. On Friday, we did see the travel stocks start to move up a bit. And it might be a little too late for me, but yeah, we'll see how it plays out. Of course, I have one more month before my $17.50 strike price for CCL expires, completely worthless. Look, you never know. The stock could double between now and then, but it's highly unlikely. The words recession and inflation are being used in every sentence when you read reports on the market, and that's what's scaring the market into creating its own recession. So it'll be like I said, a self-fulfilled prophecy. I would imagine that this quarter will have a negative GDP. Now, don't forget that it's two quarters in a row of negative GDP that makes it a recession. It's going to happen. Maybe this time or next, but it won't be serious. I said this the other day. It won't be serious. The next one will be serious, and that will be probably next year or the year after. The energy stocks also retreated last Friday, By the way, did you notice that gas prices are going down over the weekend? Yeah, me neither. But it did go down 1 cent across the national average. So if you had a 16-gallon tank, you saved a whopping 16 cents. Woo! Well, the futures are on fire this morning. They were on fire yesterday, too, and I'm looking forward to a good day. Remember, we're on the other side of the dead zone, and that means we should have a great market for the next 4 to 6 weeks. All right, let's take a quick look. Now, this is interesting because the futures on your screen say that they're up 222, but they're actually up higher than that because the company that we pull this from didn't add yesterday's futures to those numbers as well. So it's actually up about 500. So it's actually pretty good. Actually, the numbers that I have are the Dow is up 456, the S&P is up 62, and the NASDAQ is up 192. So it's actually a lot better day than I'm even showing there, which is fantastic. All right, let's get into something going on here. Let's get into the first story of the day, and that is the housing market. So I logged into my local MLS yesterday. And by the way, MLS stands for Multiple Listing Service, and this is the place where realtors and others like me can look up information on homes such as the price it sold for and how the market is doing in general. So I have many investment properties, and yesterday I decided to do a little research on what they are worth. I expected a slight pullback, or at least not to have gone up as much as they did since the beginning of the year. But boy, was I wrong. I tell you, I had a rough idea on several of them, but I was off like 10 or 20% of their values. It's crazy. I also looked to see what the average days on the market are, and they're moving up slightly, and also inventory is also moving up slightly. But when these two numbers, like inventory and days on market, move up, the market starts to slow. But I have to say that it isn't high enough to make a dent yet. We also know that interest rates are rising, and that means some will be outpriced to the market because the monthly payment will be too high for them. We also see a recession on the horizon, so how can it be that the market isn't crashing yet? Well, I've said that we're going to have another 2008 in about 2 years, and that reference to 2008 is the entire market, not just the housing market. But will it really be as bad as it was then? So I was reading an article on CNBC, and they made some good points as to why the market will be different this time. Well, let's review their reasons, and let's see if we agree or disagree. First of all, the article starts off with the fact that regulations are tighter. So the author of the article states that there aren't as many or anywhere near as many risky mortgages like there were before. The next paragraph, however, she talks about the fact that many people had equity in their homes and either refinanced them or took out equity lines of credit. She also explained that most have over 20% equity still in the house. And that was, and by the way, she also had an interesting statistic that she also referenced that total mortgage debt in the United States is now less than 43% of current home values, which is the lowest on record. It's a helpful point, by the way. She also mentions that adjustable rate loans that were prevalent in the early 2000s and how most people have fixed rate loans currently. Well, let me give you my opinion on all of this. First of all, her facts are probably sound. Not like when Biden said the stock market is at its highest and people have more savings and less debt than ever. That was a moment in time. And it already shifted when he said it. But that's exactly what's happening now. I've seen more and more advertisements and mortgage brokers hawking adjustable rates. You know, just in case you missed out a few months ago at 3.5%, you could still get that, but beware because in 2, 3, or 5 years, that number can jump to more than double. You also have to be careful of negative amortization or interest-only loans, which are out there, right? This would cause your principal amount to either go up or stay the same after years of payments, you know, like the student loans do. All of these are coming, and we also have the forbearance of mortgage companies that ended a few months ago. Some of these companies are asking for full payments, full back payments, and others have worked a deal to add it to the back of the loan. The problem is that many people have had been living paycheck to paycheck before the scamdemic were freed of the burden of the loans, and now they must pay them back. And it's a shock to many homeowners. I look at it this way. You know, look, we have new loan programs being created every day, and most of them, although it's not as bad as 2005 to 2008, are still pretty bad ideas for homeowners. We have the forbearance that's ended, and we have people about to be laid off of work. This, to me, is a real problem. I saw the other housing downturns in the 90s that had nothing to do with easy lending. It all had to do with an economic shift like the one we're about to have. The last problem was the crazy influx of money the government gave to you and I and everyone else. And that's part of the inflation problem as well. Money from the government is now all dried up, and the repercussions of that money are starting to show. The economy is starting to crack and other numbers are pointing to a slowdown. The good news is that we still have about 2 years before the real cracks start to show. The good news also is that it may be time to refinance or sell your properties for a great profit and a great time to learn how to buy properties without any money out of your pocket. By the way, I did really well helping people take when I took over their mortgages payments in the last decade, and that's going to be prevalent in the coming years. And by the way, if you want to learn this, see me at Investor Schooling. I'll help you learn it. Let's take a look at this commercial and you can find out more.
Okay, so you thought about buying and selling real estate. You thought about investing in the stock market, but don't know where to start. Well, what if you could find a place to unlock strategies to master both real estate and the stock market, all without the headache? That place is Investor Schooling, hosted by Larry Steinhaus, an expert in real estate, financial literacy, and the ins and outs of the stock market. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate, and you will learn mastery of stock techniques such as options and covered calls. You will even get a chance to ask one of your burning questions to the stock options consultant, the master of picks and plays. Call 866-424-2829 for free information and receive a complimentary pass to attend classes or register online at investorschooling.com. Don't delay. These passes are limited. So what are you waiting for? Call 866-424-2829. That's 866-424-2829. Or visit investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. Hey, I want to thank you all for listening on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia. And if you're watching online, please hit that share button so you can help your friends learn about how to make more money. By the way, we got so many people online. Let me see if I can quickly run through and say hello to everybody. Michael, Charles, and Glenn, and Mary, and Victor, and Betsy, and Dave, and Mark, and Tom, and Tom, another Tom, and Ken, and Moshe, and Joe, and Michael, and Lewis, and, there you go, one of my favorite real estate agents, Mark Cumberland. And Mark Cumberland also does a show, and he says the same thing. He said it's the best time to ever sell. So we definitely agree on that. By the way, hit the share button, let your friends know how to make more money. Hit the share button, and also hit the like button so I know you're enjoying the show. And don't forget to leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitter. And I'll try to respond to them live. All right, so far we talked about yesterday's recap, and we also talked about the fact that right now the Dow is up 463, the S&P is up 62, and the NASDAQ is up 191. That is fantastic. I'm very happy about that. Okay, we also talked about, of course, the housing market, the real story, and I don't know. It's going to be bad. It may not be as bad as 2008, but it's going to be bad. I still believe that. We also have coming up possible gas tax pause. And, of course, we have today's picks and plays. But first, did you guys hit that like button? Come on, hit that share button. Don't forget to leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitter. And if you're listening on WWDB Radio, be sure and set a preset to the station and listen every day at 7:30. Also, look up Money Chat Now on Facebook when you get home and let me know what you think of the show. All right, before we start the second half, by the way, I got a new book. I bet you didn't know that. I talk about it every day. All right, go to Money Hacks. Look up Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus. And you can get a copy of this book. You can get it now on Kindle or Nook. And the physical book will be pre-ordered. And you'll probably have it in about 3 weeks. So I definitely recommend that you order it. It's a really good book. I've had a lot of good reviews on it. I also want to remind you that it's Interview Tuesday. For our online audience, each Tuesday we bring you a great interview with interesting people and introduce you to their products, their services, or just their good intentions. And of course, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can go to thelarrysteinhausshow.com/guest. That's thelarrysteinhausshow.com/guest. Let us know why you want to be interviewed. And today we have Nancy Swartz. And she was a trained ballerina, and now she uses that skill to coach others to keep peaceful. So stay tuned to that interview. It should be a good one. All right, let's get into the second half. Let's talk about gas tax pause. So apparently Democrats will do anything to be sneaky and underhanded. You know, like rigging an election. Well, you know, let's not go there because, of course, I'll be thrown off YouTube again. This time, the Democrats are devising an idea that would lower gas prices by about 18 cents by eliminating the federal gas tax. Wait a minute. The federal government is collecting tax on gas? Don't they already get taxes on the oil that's transported as well as the other sales taxes and the oil flows through different hands? Well, of course they do. You know, damn government, they get their hand on everything. Well, anyway, Biden wants to drop the federal tax of about 18 cents from the pumps. That means your gas prices will go down about 18 cents. And before you even ask, well, how are they going to make up for the deficit? We've already seen this in the past year. Don't worry, that 18 cents will cost you at least a dollar for each 18 cents in the future. But besides that, because most people think short-term anyway, this tax holiday is, if it's passed, will start August, September, and end, guess when? November 1st. That's right, November, right before the midterm elections. Oh, please, this guy is such a tool. He only wants to lower the gas prices temporarily to get in good favor with the voters. Well, Biden, besides the fact that no one is buying the scheme, what happened when you released the emergency reserves? You remember that? You released the emergency reserves. We no longer have the emergency reserves that we had before. You lowered gas prices for about a week, and then not only did they go back up to the original price, but since then they went up a dollar. So not only will it be a virtual signaling gesture, but it won't work anyway. Now, let's check this out. There's this country called Florida, and they have this really cool thing called the Constitution, and it's really amazing. And they really take good care of their citizens in that country. And guess what their leader did about a month and a half ago? A month and a half ago. On May 6th, Governor Ron DeSantis signed a House bill, which was 7071, which provided more than $1.2 billion of tax relief for Floridians. The bill provides for 10 sales tax holidays for a variety of items commonly purchased by Florida families, including fuel, diapers, disaster supplies, and tools. Florida, because of how it handled the scandemic, had the largest economy growth of any state in the nation and has a bunch of reserves. So because DeSantis treated the citizens with respect and adults, it paid off bigly for him and the state. This allows him to sign the bill and bring the relief to Floridians. Okay, I do have to say that he kind of snuck this one in there, and I'll bet this is where the Democrats came up with the idea. But check out the gas holiday rules. It's kind of disturbing. It's a one-month fuel tax holiday from October 1st through October 31st. Lowering the price of gas by 25.3 cents per gallon. Come on, DeSantis, don't be a big D. You know, a Democrat. But okay, it's still better than nothing, and it's 25 cents. And it may make a dent in the purchase of some. But anyway, here's a list of many other, including a two-year tax relief on green appliances. No, not the color green. Remember when appliances were green all over the place? But the environment green. By the way, that's how you do green energy. Give people tax incentives to go green. You don't need to shove it down their throats. I wouldn't be surprised if many of the states who just let green ease in will be the higher percentage of green and efficient appliances and vehicles. He also dropped sales tax on school supplies, diapers, and many food items. The list is kind of pretty long. He even dropped some corporate taxes so more companies would, guess what, have incentive to move to Florida. You know, leave communist states like California. And I gotta tell you, we're gonna see if Biden can be as effective as DeSantis. After all, of course, running the country is as easy as riding a bike. Oh wait, never mind. By the way, the memes on this are hysterical. If you haven't seen the Biden falling off his bike memes, you have to go back and take a look. It is hysterical. But then you also have to realize that him falling off his bike on camera isn't the most embarrassing thing that he's ever done since he's been called president. I'd laugh if it wasn't so serious. All right, anyway, I'll talk to you guys in about a minute. I'll see you in a few.
Hi, I'm Larry Steinis, and I've written a book called Money Hacks. The subtitle to this book is because everything you think you know about money is wrong, and I promise you there are things you think about money that are wrong. There are chapters in this book that I think you will find absolutely fascinating, and some of them are, what is money anyway? Can money buy happiness? I'll bet you don't know the answer to that question. The truth about credit scores, how you can actually use credit cards to rebuild your credit. I also have chapters on being your own bank, how to buy houses with an IRA, and how to invest with other people's money. There are so many other chapters. There are 22 total chapters in this book, and I promise you're going to learn how to make more money and pay less taxes when you buy this book. My name is Larry Steinhaus. The name of the book is Money Hacks. You can get this book wherever fine books are sold, and you can go to BarnesandNoble.com right now and pre-order it. I hope that you will enjoy it.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. By the way, you guys ordered a book yet? If you're watching this show and you haven't ordered a book yet, I'm so disappointed. Order that book. Go to BarnesandNoble.com, look up Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus, and order it. All right, let's talk real quick about what's going on in the futures before we start. We've got the Dow is up 466, the S&P is up 62, and the NASDAQ is up 189. Hey, we talked about the housing market, the real story. I think it's going to be a problem. Some don't, some do, but I think it's going to be a problem. It may not be as bad as it was in 2008, but it's going to be a problem. All right, we also talked about a possible gas tax pause and how Biden might use that to get some votes for the midterms. I doubt it. I don't think it's going to work. I also don't think he's going to get it passed. I don't think he's got the power like DeSantis did. All right, coming up, of course, we have today's picks and plays. But first, did you guys hit that like button? Did you guys hit that share button? Come on, let everybody know what great stock plays are coming. Hit that share button. You could share it on your page, or you could share it in groups. And, of course, you can leave comments on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, or whatever one I missed. And Tommy is all over the place. He's loving it. He said he wants a Bigly MAGA hat. Oh, he's saying that Trump threw a Bigly MAGA hat at Poopy Pants and knocked him off the bike. That's pretty funny. All right. All right, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about politics, buying the stock market, and how you can make more money and laugh a little bit about the state of the economy. All right, let's talk about what's going on today. And here we are. A great day is looking up so far. With the futures are up about 460 not right now. That's not bad. And they were up over 500 at one point this morning. And it looks like it's going to be a good day. And remember last week when the futures were down 500 points? And then the market closed down about 750 points, even though it went down as low as 1,000. Well, maybe we will get an opposite day today, and maybe the market will pop. Please, 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 please. All right, we have some good plays popping up today. Look, CCL is going to release its earnings report tomorrow, possibly tomorrow. I have noticed that CCL often has a date for earnings, and then they move it right before the scheduled date. So we'll have to see if it'll actually be their earnings date tomorrow. But if they release their earnings, they will probably have a great quarter. The question will be the guidance and how will the cost of fuel affect the company's spend rate? And also, are they also able to pass that on to the customer? I believe they are passing it on to the customer because I looked at the prices for cruises last week and I saw that they're all up. So the guidance will be the key. If it's good, all of the travel stocks will also bounce. So watch that. So if you have any travel stock at all, if CCL goes up, everything's going to go up with it. I also like Meta. It's trading very low with a very low multiple. And it means to me that the stock is very underpriced. People are still advertising on Facebook. And I don't know about you, but I've noticed more ads lately on my feed. I've also noticed more targeted ads on my feed. So I know that Apple changed their algorithm. But I'm noticing that all of a sudden, you know, they seem to be talking to me, the ads. You know, I'm getting ads like, you know, for Viagra and for hair loss, you know, stuff like that. All right, Apple is another that often does well into earnings. Earnings season starts next week, and that will be the catalyst for the market. So watch this. Apple is also at a bargain. I think it's a really low price. So look for that to be a price up to be a play. Google splits soon in July, and Amazon, after the split, dropped a bit, but I still like the covered call play on both of these into the future. Boeing is another that I follow, and I even though this company can't get a break, I still think it's the only company that's like it. So the planes are being ordered, and they're making them. So I absolutely like it. I even like the SPY as the S&P moves back to 4,000, but don't stay in much longer after that. In fact, I like the SPY put when the S&P hits 4,150. It's definitely going to be an interesting day. By the way, let's see where we are right now. Right now, the Dow is up 471. Okay, you know, you can see that on your screen. It says 151, but again, that doesn't include yesterday. So the Dow is up 471. The S&P is up 63, and the NASDAQ is up 163. So it's not bad. It's actually a pretty good day. All right, let's talk a little bit about crypto. So Bitcoin is about 21,000, right? So as I said before, it might go back one more time to 28,000 before it drops below 20,000 permanently. It went below 17,000 over the weekend, and I think it's too risky. Look, if you want to give it a try, just make sure you get out in time. Look for 28,000. Just get out in time. If you get out in time, you'll be all right. If you want to make a quick hit, but this is not the buy and hold situation that it was when it first came out. It was brilliant when it first came out, and again, as I said before, You're not going to replace 180 fiat currencies with 19,000 cryptocurrencies. So unfortunately, they've destroyed it. All right, Ethereum is also around 1,100, and I also expect that to go to 600. That would be my play. I would play it around 600. Gold and silver, by the way, the precious metals, they have not moved. Gold is still right around 1850, and silver is right around 2122. They haven't moved in like 6 weeks. So they're going to make a move. Hopefully, they're going to make a move up. But they're going to make a move soon, and it's going to be a big move because it doesn't make any sense that they're just sitting there. The Treasury bond is also about 3.25, and I got to tell you that that's not going to be for long. It's probably going to move to 3.5, and it's probably going to stay there, and it's okay. It's okay if the Treasury bonds move to 3.5. It's okay that the Fed raised interest rates. I told you this the other day. They raised interest rates. Right now, the rate is around 1.75, the total rate, you know, the total Fed lending to the banks. And in 2018, I think it was, either 18 or 16, it was almost 3, so who cares? All right, oil is also moving down at $1.10 average a barrel, and the average gas price moved down a cent to 4.96 a gallon. So once again, let's all in unison say, let's go, Brandon. All right, I want to remind you that today is Interview Tuesday for our online audience. Each Tuesday, we bring you a great interview with interesting people, and we introduce you to their products, their services, or just their good intentions. And of course, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can go to thelarrysteinhouseshow.com/guest. That's thelarrysteinhouseshow.com/guest. Let us know why you want to be interviewed, and we will set it up. Today we have Nancy Schwartz. She used to be a trained ballerina, and now she uses that skill to coach others to keep peaceful. I think it's a pretty good interview, so stay tuned for this interview. I want to thank all the listeners on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia. I want to thank you for your continued support. And if you're enjoying the show, please reach out, let us know. So you can find us on Facebook, you can find us on LinkedIn. So do that. Let me know what you think of the show. Of course, my name is Larry Steinhaus. I am the host of Money Chat Now. I'm also the CEO of Investor Schooling. And of course, you can contact me directly if you'd like to. You can go to contactlarry.com. That's contactlarry.com. You have to spell that out, contactlarry.com. It won't come up in a search. All right. Also, don't forget, as I've said before, order my book. Go to barnesandnoble.com, order Money Hacks. And also, you should know, from time to time, I own some of the assets and options discussed in the show. And, of course, the opinions discussed in the show are solely mine, and no one has asked me to discuss them. I always joke, and some have asked me not to discuss them, especially on today, on Tuesday. The girl after me at WWDB says she doesn't want me to. All right. Anyway, why don't you all have a great day and make it a profitable day.